go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Schaubecker, and I'm glad you're here. This is our first podcast, and we wanted to go into a little bit of the background. So, a little bit of our why behind why this podcast exists, and then a little bit of the story of Sheepdog, the store that kind of started the whole thing, in our minds anyway. We keep getting asked, why do you want to do a podcast, Steve? What are you going to talk about that's different than anyone else? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. There's a few different things we want to bring into this. Want to just make it a hodgepodge of goodness. But one of the core things we want to do is we want to pull back the curtain on what it takes to grow a business in the firearms industry. Now, the firearms industry is very unique in that it's one of the few businesses in this great country of ours that is actually constitutionally protected. However, despite that, there are so many hurdles and roadblocks you need to get through to navigate. Navigate things as simple as banking, for example. Did you know there's actually banks now that will not take money from a firearms company? We're lumped right together with the cannabis industry, CBD industry, adult industry, so many other ones, and we're the only one amongst those that's constitutionally protected. But yet we can't bank anywhere we want to. These banks have cancel culture of, hey, we don't want any firearms business. You know, how screwed up is that? Add to that the fact that we can't market like a normal business. We have to get very, very tactical, thus the name, see what we did there, to be able to get our word out, to let people know we exist, to let people know what we're doing different. We can't use Facebook ads. You know, we can't use TV ads. We can't use some magazine ads. You have to be in the right kind of magazine. There's so many that won't let you. It's just crazy the hurdles that we have to go over, to keep our business running. Despite all of that, we started Sheepdog about 3 years ago, and we were able to do some unique things and able to grow it actually with really seemed like we were pouring jet fuel on a fire. But we'll get to that in a little bit. The other thing we really just want to do through this podcast is we're going to bring on some great industry guests. We're going to give you access to people that you normally don't hear from, that are usually behind the scenes. Some from major manufacturers. There'll be some other celebrities coming on the podcast over time that are really into firearms. Who knows who we may end up getting. The other thing we want to just cover is just we wanted to give you some tidbits and of some positivity and some personal motivation and management strategies on just how to get more done. So as you can see, we're hitting one topic. We're including the business side of it. We're including the fun 2A side of it. And then we're also going to hopefully make you a little better in the process. But let me start at the beginning, the beginning with the story of Sheepdog. So previously, a couple partners and I had a business. It was a private security investigations company. So we staffed armed and unarmed guards around the Chicagoland area at different places. I'm doing different things. At the time, we were actually located in Tinley Park, Illinois. If you're from the Chicagoland area, you'll know where that is. If not, it's basically a southwest suburb of Chicago. It's really all you need to know. So there we had our corporate offices and we had our training center. We actually ended up purchasing a mobile range. We found ourselves doing more and more armed guards. So there was a specific training protocols that you have to do for unarmed, and then another 20 hours of training that you have to do for any of your armed guards in the state of Illinois anyway, so that they can be licensed and they can carry a firearm while on duty. This mobile range is actually pretty cool. We still have it. It's a 53-foot semi-trailer that looks like any other semi-trailer going down the road, but inside is actually a full-blown range. It goes out to about 15 yards, full HEPA filtration. It has two 10-kilowatt generators, so it can be just dumped somewhere and run on its own for quite a while. Pretty cool. We have lighting control inside. We have lights and siren. We can make it dark in there. We can make it light. It can be daytime, nighttime, anywhere in between. just a pretty neat place to be able to train our guys in. But anyway, so we were doing training at the time, and then Illinois launched their CCL finally after 10,000 lawsuits, and they finally made Illinois offer concealed carry. So what they did, they figured, well, you know what, they're going to make it one of the hardest to get in the nation because they're going to require a 16-hour class. And to teach a class, you had to be certified with both your curriculum and the actual instructor teaching and a few other things. Well, we decided that after being asked 10 million times, even though it really wasn't our cup of tea, you know, we trained our guards because they were ours and we didn't want to send them somewhere else for training. But enough friends, family, acquaintances, business associates kept asking, say, hey, will you train us on CCL? We heard your training is great. Will you train us on CCL? And finally, our partner and founding partner, Chief Tom Scully, said, yeah, you know what, let's give it a go. Let's just do it. Friends and family thing, you know, nothing more. So we got some friends and family in. He held a few classes. I really took off. I mean, word spread like wildfire. We did zero advertising, zero really even wanting to tell people about it, but they kept coming to us. So our classes went on for a while, and then what we found is everybody was saying, well, no, I have the class, but, you know, where can I go to buy a firearm? You know, where can I go to get some more training? And unfortunately, in the Chicago market here, as I'm guessing it's probably the same way everywhere else. I know it's even over in Indiana, anywhere pretty much near here, Wisconsin, Minnesota, where it seems like it's all the same. We'll see if it's the same south and west and east as we talk to some of our guests coming up. But basically, there was really two different types of gun shops. There was one that was like your basically the Walmart of the gun shops. I won't mention any names, but there's a couple of them by us. And basically, it's big, clean facility. You know, most of them have a nice range. But the lack of diversity of product, the lack of really good help just isn't there. So most people just don't feel comfortable there because it's not a warm, welcoming environment. There's not a lot of experts around. It's kind of hit or miss depending on who you get to talk to. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, you get places like your, you know, a lot of typical mom and pop gun shops that have, you know, been around for years and years. You know, typical wood paneling on the walls, you know, a few dead animals hanging here and there. And typically, more times than not, there's two grumpy guys behind the counter, which seem like they don't want to be there, seem like they don't like people, and certainly seem like they shouldn't be in anything that's regarding customer service. You typically have about 5 minutes to pick out what you want, because if you haven't bought something by then, you're going to start getting the stank eye, and they're going to want you to get out of there. Now, given there are exceptions to the rule, but I'm just generalizing from what, you know, dozens and dozens of students told us at this point in time. So we decided that we wanted to open a shop, training center, someplace where people could be comfortable. Kicked the name around, and because our partner, Tom, who was the founder and kind of the lead of the company, we decided we wanted to call the shop Sheepdog Firearms and Academy. Just in the Sheepdog story, you know, because Tom had spent many, many years in law enforcement, many years as a chief of police in several different towns. And previous to that, he was a former United States Marine for 8 years. So Tom is and was the Sheepdog. You know, for those of you that aren't familiar, you know, with the Sheepdog quote that we're referring to is basically as the sheep pretend the wolf will never come, but the Sheepdog lives for that day. Basically, most people walk around in just denial that anything could happen to them. And then there's those few people that choose to be ready and be prepared for whatever happens to come their way and take personal responsibility for protecting themselves and also protecting their families. So we had our name. It was Sheepdog. Got a logo made up. Looked really cool. All right, that part was done. We really wanted it to be different. Wanted the place to, for everyone that comes in, to feel safe, to feel comfortable, to feel non-intimidated, to feel welcome. We didn't want it to matter what someone's experience level with firearms, what their race, what their color, what their creed, political party, age, sex, sexual orientation, any of those things. We didn't want them to matter. We wanted to matter is just to create a safe environment for anyone that either was into 2A gun and guns already or wanted to get in to firearms, wanted to get the training they needed, wanted to have some place where they can shop and be educated and just not be intimidated and not have the expectation that they needed to know X, Y, and Z to walk in the door. We wanted our door to feel open for everyone. Well, we wanted to extend that even to how the gun shop was set up. You know, typical gun shops and probably 95%, what you'll see, if not more, what you'll see is a bunch of glass cases. All the handguns in there, the rifles will either be behind the counter, behind the glass cases, or occasionally they'll be in racks that are out. You know, a lot of times you're like your Cabela's, Bass Pro, a lot of them will actually have some of the long guns sitting out so you can actually handle them, which is great. Well, what we wanted is a place where people could come in and touch as many guns as possible to really see what's comfortable for them. You know, it's much like any other article is, you know, everyone has different size hands. Everyone has different shaped hands. Everyone has different arm strength. There's so many different variables, you know, that go into what someone would feel comfortable with. The only one that can tell you if you are comfortable with a firearm is yourself. That's not something that anyone else can guess. You know, we'll get so many people would come in and say, hey, you know what? My buddy so-and-so is a gun nut, you know, and it wanted me and told me I need to buy this gun. And it doesn't matter what that gun was. You know, they come in and talk to our guys and say, you know, I need one of these. So, well, have you ever handled one of these? They, you know, the guys would say to them, have you ever shot one of these to them, one of these guns? And quite often the answer would be no. So in order to facilitate people being able to be comfortable, not rushed, touch as many guns as they could, but then also maintain a high level of security for ourselves, we decided to base the inside store layout as right along with the whole sheepdog. So right along with the dog section of it anyway. So basically in sheepdog, the initial design, our handguns were located in a big cage. So we set up, it looked like a big dog kennel. You know, racks where all the pistols could be located. And then a gate that, you know, could be locked down and actually controlled access. So you couldn't get people walking in and out in a bunch of different directions. They all had to go into the cage one way and come out of the cage one way. Well, what we found was that this just worked out amazingly for people. It really was a home run. People loved it. You know, they didn't feel rushed. They were able to put their hands on many different things. Because they had, a lot of them had told us, they said, you know what, I went into a gun shop. I had no idea what I wanted. I was trying to buy my first gun. There's all these guns in glass cases, and the guy's asking me which one I want to see. You know, he'll pull out one or two, but by the fourth and fifth one, I was kind of getting the eye rolls and whatnot, and I didn't want to be rude. I just didn't know what I wanted. So I ended up leaving. Those are the kind of stories that we really wanted to put to an end and wanted to create an alternative. Because up to this point, we didn't know of much of an alternative. You know, there aren't a whole lot of places, and there certainly weren't any in our area where we were located in Moni, Illinois, that did anything like that. You know, so we're well underway. It kicked off, you know, in the beginning. We joke about it now because, you know, there was a Ring doorbell on the door that they had put in, you know, and my partners, the guys that actually ran the shop, were in the office next door. And when their thought was, hey, they can go about their normal day, and when someone wants to come in the shop and look, they can hit the Ring doorbell and it would ring on their phones and they would, you know, go answer the door. Well, that worked for exactly 0 days. It started just about 3 years ago, and ever since then, it's been rapid growth. And, you know, now they're to the point of needing 2 to 3 staff members, sometimes more, at a time just to be able to be there for the given traffic. You know, we just amazed at, you know, how well it was embraced. And the other part that was always amazed us is how far people would drive for that experience. You know, the Sheepdog main location is located in Moni, Illinois. If you're not from the Chicagoland area, that'll mean absolutely nothing to you. But basically, if you're from Chicago, you may or may not have heard of Moni. But if you have heard of it, you will believe that right after Moni is where the end of the earth is. And it is so far away from everything that you can't help it. In reality, it's only about 40 minutes from downtown, which isn't terribly far. But anyway, so Moni, main location. So Moni actually opened up, it'll be 3 years ago. Ever since then, been rapid growth. They've trained literally thousands of students. everything from CCL class to advanced class to, we've even branched off now since the expansion into some hand-to-hand weapons retention and all those sorts of things. And over the course of time, it's been fantastic because all those people that they've been able to interface to, we've been able to sharpen our blade even farther, get feedback of the things that are going great, the things that are going poorly. Over the course of those 3 years, while the initial growth was certainly word of mouth, we've done a ton of different types of advertising that are just, a lot of them are just really quite unorthodox. And I'll get into that because some of them are kind of fun. So even if you're not a marketing guy like I am, you'll find some of these things we did, some quite hilarious, some quite bold, some unbelievable, which we will certainly have proof to be able to show some of these claims that we make. But, it's just amazing just to be able to, serve that many people and welcome that many new folks in. We actually have some very exciting things coming up. One of which is the second location is going to be in Northwest Indiana, somewhere across the border there. Just had so many people coming in from Indiana to check out everything in Illinois. And as you know, when you purchase a pistol, in the U.S., you have to take delivery of it in your home state. So we'd get a ton of people buying guns from us, and we'd be shipping them over to gun shops in Indiana, for them to fill out the 4473 and take delivery. One of which we sent to you, those of you from the area, there's a place called Sheepdog Armory over in Crown Point. They are of no affiliation with us, just evidently liked our name a lot. So changed it around a little bit and grabbed it, I guess. I even liked our logo a lot too, because the logo is very similar, but we won't get into that too deeply. 3 years in business, rapid growth, thousands of clients. Very exciting times for the Sheepdog family. It's funny when I say family, that's actually how we refer to our customers here. Don't really think of them as customers, just really think of them more as family. Over the years you get to know a bunch of them and just a bunch of really cool people. So that's the story. That's all we're going to go into for today of Sheepdog and kind of how it started. In the future, we'll dive into some of the marketing things we used over the 3 years. We'll dive into a few more details of this and that, the behind the scenes of the Sheepdog and how it grew so fast and some of the expansion that happened. And maybe give you a peek into some of the future too. But I'd like to end today on our productivity tip of the day. This is something we're going to do actually every podcast. We'll probably do it towards the end. Well, I will give you a strategy that I use to try to help and get the most out of my day, out of my week, in the end, out of my month, out of my year, just to try to be as effective as I can. And that's in all areas. So that's just not in on the business side, also on the personal side. With my family, with my wife, with my body, with my being, my spirituality. So this week's tip is really what I do. So to get the most out of my week, and then this will break into a larger plan as we go down the road. I will give you some other tips that kind of will mesh in with this one. But for today, plan your week. So on Sundays, typically in the afternoon or evening, I will sit down and take some time to myself. And I will try to narrow down this upcoming week, look at what I have going on, and try to narrow down one thing that I want to get accomplished. One huge item. It'll seem like it's more than I can possibly get done in a week. And what topic it's on really varies. Oftentimes it'll be business-centered. But other times it will be, centered on my family. I want to spend some time with one of my kids a lot this week, or I want to make sure that, my wife and I are connected this week. Or even maybe it's, I really want to, this week, I want to make sure I get in 7 workouts this week because, I know I've been letting myself slide a little bit. So I want to make sure I take that me time. But the one goal, needs to seem unattainable. It's just one thing for the week. That's it. By Saturday at midnight, you have to have it done. And you really have to have a do or die attitude. You have to have the attitude that, no matter what, I am going to achieve that, no matter what it is, no matter what I plan for myself. Hey, if you're in sales, it could be a number of sales you want to hit. It could be, hey, I want to try to get out on work on time. I want to, know, fill in the blank. It's whatever you want to do. So once you've got that one large thing, then I break it down into three smaller tasks. So, you know, pick three things that will really support that task. Like, say, for example, okay, this week, you know, I want to lose 5 pounds. And I want to lose 5 pounds by next Saturday. Well, that seems pretty lofty goal, but it's possible. So I'm going to pick three things that I have to do this week or adhere to be able to get to that goal. So one might be, okay, well, I'm getting in 7 workouts. Or maybe I'm getting in 10 workouts, whatever the number is. I'm getting in a certain number of workouts because I know that I exercise, I burn calories, I lose weight. It's pretty simple, right? Well, the other one might be, hey, I'm going to limit myself to X amount of calories per day. Well, you limit yourself to X amount of calories per day, all 7 days you achieved your goal. And then the last one might be is, you know, hey, I know sleep is important for weight loss and just feeling good and everything else too. So I'm going to make sure I set myself up this week to get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. So I do those three things, and it makes that one thing that seemed unattainable kind of easy. So that's my tip for this week. Give it a try. Sunday, make a plan. One big thing. Three small things. Nail it out of the park. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. And you want to know what next week's going to be about? Well, you will just have to tune in next week because I'm not spilling the beans. It's been a pleasure. This is Steve Schaubacher. Talk to you all soon.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.